Okay, so I'm talking to the Global Mission Prayer Network tonight. And these are, you guys are all prayer warriors. You pray for folks all the time. I hear all the testimonies about healings from cancer and demonic deliverance and healing of emotional and mental trauma and wayward children. I mean, you guys pray for everything. And sometimes you're just praying from a prayer request that comes in. But sometimes you're actually praying for someone in person, or you're praying for someone over the phone. And tonight, I want to teach you how the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual gifts that make our prayer ministry more effective. This will be geared more towards spiritual gifts that operate when we're praying for someone, either in person or over the phone, and how these spiritual gifts can make all the difference in the world in the effectiveness of your prayers. Without spiritual gifts, you're just making your best guess as to how to pray, and you're just hoping that your prayers are going to cause good results. But with spiritual gifts operating through you, you can really get down to the root of any issue. You can know that you're praying God's perfect will. You can watch God perform signs and wonders and miracles through prayer ministry with spiritual gifts. And so, do you want to be more effective when you pray for someone? Are you tired of praying and not seeing a breakthrough? Well, this is the secret to more effective prayer ministry. If you don't let the Holy Spirit operate through you with spiritual gifts, you'll never be an effective prayer minister. So tonight we're going to learn about spiritual gifts, or at least we're going to begin the process. This may take a night or two. We're going to learn about spiritual gifts. What are they? How do they work? Where do they come from? Why does God use spiritual gifts for prayer ministry? How can you learn to move in spiritual gifts? And we're going to take a look at how Jesus is both our example in spiritual gifts and He's the source of spiritual gifts. And so I want to give you a quick story to just kind of set the stage so you'll know what I'm talking about. I was praying for some folks recently, and a lady came to me for prayer ministry. She had pain in her lower abdomen. And as I started praying for her, I actually began to pray for her in tongues. I wasn't sure exactly how to pray for her, so I prayed for her in the Spirit. That's one of the spiritual gifts. And as I did that, I heard the Lord say that she was holding on to some unforgiveness, and she needed to forgive. And so I asked her, I said, "Do you know that you're holding on to unforgiveness? Do you know what happened? Who it is? You know, that sort of thing." Oh, she said, "Oh yeah, yeah, I know." And immediately when she said that, because I told her, I said, "The Lord says you're going to need to forgive before He can heal you." And then that was a word of knowledge, see, that forgiveness was needed before she could be healed. Well, then the Lord gave me a word of prophecy for her, and the Lord said to her, the Lord says, "I saw what He did to you. It broke my heart to have to watch you go through that horrible experience. No one should have to go through what you went through. But the Lord says this to you, I can't forgive you, I can't heal you until you forgive Him." And boy, I tell you, she broke down and started crying. And she eventually came to the place where she was able to forgive this person. And we led her through a prayer of spiritual healing. That's one of the gifts of healings that the Holy Spirit gives us. And she was able to forgive and be cleansed herself. And then we prayed for her abdomen, and another spiritual gift came into operation. That was one of the gifts of healings. And sure enough, she was healed. I mean, the pain went away right away. Now, she had said that as soon as the pain came, she quit being able to have babies. So she'd had this pain for a while. And I'll bet you if I could see her again in a year, she would have a new baby with her because I know the Lord has healed her. Well, you can see there are several spiritual gifts in operation there that are used during prayer ministry. And you, too, can learn to operate that way. I've watched Grace learn how to do that. And you can, when you operate this way, what you'll do is you'll watch the Holy Spirit perform miracles at your hands. Can you imagine how ineffective my prayer would have been without those spiritual gifts in operation? I mean, I'd have prayed for her. I'd have prayed for her stomach, prayed for the, commanded the pain to go away in Jesus' name, and nothing would have happened. And maybe I'd have prayed again. And then, okay, well, sorry, I guess God doesn't want to heal you or something. And I'd have been sad for her, but move on to the next person. But that's not what happened, because God put spiritual gifts in operation in that situation. So let's dive in. Are you ready? Take some notes tonight. Now, most of us want to take whatever talents and gifts, giftings that God has given us, and we want to put them to work for the Lord. And what I want to do is I want to help you understand the difference between your natural or your learned giftings or abilities or talents, the difference between those and spiritual gifts, okay? We always want to take what God has given us and use it for His kingdom, use it for His glory. And, let me give you an example from my family. Let me kind of explain. There are three kinds of giftings. One is natural. The other is learned. The other is spiritual gifts. And so, I have a brother. His name is, I have two brothers, actually. One's named Dave. The other's named Paul. And Dave is a natural athlete. I mean, he can play any sport and he plays it really, really well. Now, Paul and me, not so much. We're not much in the way of athletes. Now, Paul, however, he is, he has natural talents. And they started showing up when he was 3 and 4 years old, talents in artistry and painting and things like that. And he's also a talented musician. I mean, just a great musician. He was naturally born that way. Now, Paul went to school, he went to college, and actually went to music school for a while to piggyback on his natural talent for music and to learn how to do music better. Matter of fact, Paul and Dave both went to medical school, became surgeons. They're great surgeons. And I'm sure, I don't know if they had any natural talent in surgery or medicine before they started, but I promise you after they finished all that schooling, any natural talent they had anyhow would have been overshadowed by all the learning they had. So they, in some cases, we start with natural gifts. We build on those with learning. Sometimes we have no talent at all in an area, but we learn how to do something and we take these talents, these giftings, and we use them for the Lord. We want to give them to Him and bless the kingdom of God with us. But there's a different category of giftings, and that's spiritual gifts. And that's what I want to get down to. Our talents are used for good. We all want to use them for good. But there's just a limit as to what we can do, how much we can learn or how talented we might be. And so in order to be effective in prayer ministry, we have to go way beyond anything we could have ever learned ourselves or developed ourselves. We're just not smart enough. We don't know enough. And so God comes in with spiritual gifts to let us, really be used by Him to accomplish great things. So before I get into I want to define spiritual gifts in a very specific way. But before I do that, I want to give you a scriptural context for this, okay? And we're going to start in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 1. And then we're going to look at 1 Corinthians 14. So find both of those, and let's start in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. Paul writes, and he says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware." Paul begins by telling us that learning about spiritual gifts is important. And then if you go on to 1 Corinthians 14, and verse 1, Paul says something interesting here. He says, "Pursue love, yet desire earnestly spiritual gifts, but especially that you might prophesy." So Paul actually is commanding us to earnestly desire and pursue spiritual gifts. Earnestly desire. Let me help you think about what that might mean. Maybe you would say that you earnestly desired your spouse while y'all were dating. I can tell you when Debbie and I were dating, I couldn't think of anything else but her, hardly. I earnestly desired Debbie. I can tell you that. Or guys, how about that special car that you finally got? I mean, how long did you earnestly desire that car before you got it? You understand earnestly desire? That's what Paul is telling us here. You've heard some people say, they'll get all pious. "Well, we seek the giver, not the gift." Well, that's not scriptural. Paul says, seek the gifts. Earnestly desire the gifts. Now he says, earnestly desire spiritual gifts, but especially to prophesy. He's saying there are some gifts that are more useful in ministry than others, but desire them all. Earnestly seek them all. God wants you seeking every spiritual gift. As we talk over the next night or two, I'm going to only tell you about spiritual gifts that Debbie and I have operated in, okay? And it's not a gift, it's not two gifts. You're going to see in a minute why God doesn't give you a spiritual gift. That's a misconception that some people have. And you're going to see how God at different times wants you to operate in every gift that He has. And so I'm going to explain why Paul felt like prophecy was important and the other gifts in a minute. But I want to get to this question of, so what are spiritual gifts? Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 12. And we're going to start in verse 4. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. And we're going to read verses 4 through 7. And we're going to glean three things about spiritual gifts out of these verses. 1 Corinthians 12, starting in verse 4. "Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of ministries, and the same Lord. There are varieties of effects or operations, but the same God who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." So there are many spiritual gifts. That's one of the things that we pick up from this. Now, if you continue to read down a little farther, you'll see that Paul lists nine gifts of the Spirit there in these verses. I think there are more gifts than that. I think there are probably a lot more than that, and I'm going to come back to that later. The other thing that we see in this passage is that spiritual gifts come from God through the Holy Spirit. They are not from your natural talents. They're not from your natural abilities or your learned abilities. They're not from man at all, but they come from the Holy Spirit. And then the third thing we see is that spiritual gifts have a purpose, and that's for the common good. Sometimes it's a gift for you because that's part of the common good. Sometimes it's for someone else. Okay, now let's look at the nine gifts that Paul lists here. We're not going to go into detail. I just want to read the list. And we'll come back to it later. We're going to talk about every gift as the Lord gives us time. So in verse 8, we pick up, "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the one Spirit, and to another the effecting of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another the distinguishing of spirits or discerning of spirits, to another kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues." And then Paul says, "But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills." So it's the Holy Spirit that is distributing or causing to operate or working through us these spiritual gifts. They sort of become power tools for us when we get to operate through those. Let me give you a quick story, another example of how this works in prayer ministry. And I'm going to try to make this quick. A lady, a college-age girl, came up to us after a church service, asked me to pray for her. I said, "So what specifically can we pray for?" "Well, just pray for me in general." And she seemed really happy. She seemed really well-adjusted. And so started praying for her, prayed in tongues for about 10 seconds. And I heard the word abandon in my mind. I could hear the word abandon. And I thought, well, she's not abandoned. I know her parents and siblings. And I didn't know what, but I thought, well, that's from the Lord. I'm going to just tell her. And so I said, I hear the word abandoned. Does that mean anything to you?" And man, immediately she broke out in tears. And she didn't realize it until I said that. And the Spirit of Revelation ministered to her that she was feeling abandoned, because when she started to college, her brother and sister moved off, her parents moved off. It was all for good reasons, and she didn't think they were abandoning her, but down on the inside, she felt abandoned. Well, because of that word of knowledge. See, that's one of those prophetic gifts. The Lord was able to minister her and really heal her. I mean, she was truly set free. The other thing that can happen, again, these are just examples. A fellow came up to me, needed prayer, and he needed prayer for a job. He'd been laid off and couldn't seem to find a job. And as I prayed for him, I heard the Lord say some very specific things to pray for. And so I prayed that way. I don't remember now what those specific things were, because I wasn't the one thinking of them, okay? It was the Holy Spirit praying through me, not in tongues, but in English. And I was praying the prayer that the Lord wanted prayed for this man. I was praying it out loud so he could hear what God wanted to do. So I prayed the prayer for him. And I got a call from him about a week later. No, it was about a month later. And he said, "Remember that prayer you prayed for me?" And I'm going, "Oh man, no, I don't remember. I can't tell him no, I don't remember it, but I did." He said, "It came true just exactly the way you prayed it. I mean, God moved exactly that way." Well, that was one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I think it's called prayers and supplications. It's a spiritual gift on how do we pray for folks. So let's dive into spiritual gifts, okay? And I want to give you a definition of spiritual gifts, my definition of gifts. And you may not see it exactly this way, but you need to understand how I see it so you'll understand the teaching as we go on. So this is my definition of spiritual gifts. These gifts come entirely and completely from God through the Holy Spirit to accomplish what no human could ever accomplish in the natural. Spiritual gifts come entirely from God, and they come through the Holy Spirit. We're not participating in that process except to let the gifts operate through us. And those gifts come to accomplish what no human being could accomplish without them. So our efforts, our talents, our giftings, our natural abilities have absolutely nothing to do with spiritual gifts. We are simply the vessels through which these gifts flow. Now, there's some characteristics to spiritual gifts that I think will help you understand. Number one, they are short-term and they are very focused. They're directed at a very specific situation or goal, and they're temporary. Once they accomplish that goal, that particular gift is gone. It's sort of like Christmas time. It's not uncommon for my children and grandchildren to give me chocolates of different kinds. They kind of like to see how they can surprise me. Well, those gifts, I can promise you, are temporary, okay? Because I eat them and then they're gone. This is kind of the way it is with Holy Spirit gifts. They're temporary. They're there to accomplish a certain job, and then they're gone. That particular gifting may come back later when the Holy Spirit wants to do something else. But it's not your gift. You don't possess it, and it's not in operation all the time, okay? The second characteristic of spiritual gifts is that they are supernatural. It does something that is impossible to accomplish without the Holy Spirit. Now, don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that the only way that the Holy Spirit can move through you is with spiritual gifts. We all have many talents. We have many gifts. And God augments those talents and giftings that we have. He amplifies those through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I personally believe that we should be anointed by the Holy Spirit to do everything we do. I mean, mow the lawn, wash the dishes. Everything you do, you need to be anointed by the Holy Spirit to do it. Let the Holy Spirit augment you and guide you in everything you do. When I'm talking about spiritual gifts, I'm talking about a very special kind or class of anointing in which your talents and your giftings are completely bypassed. Your knowledge, your experiences are all completely sidestepped. When you're used by the Holy Spirit with spiritual gifts, it's the Holy Spirit operating through you. Let me give you some real quick examples, and I'm going to do these from the business world, okay, so you can see that this can operate not just in church. I went into a business meeting, and the guy presenting was trying to sell us something. And almost immediately, I heard the Holy Spirit say, "He's lying." Well, that saved us some great pain knowing that. There was no way I would have known that without the Holy Spirit. Another meeting I went into, as I walked in the meeting, the presenter was all mad and upset at some people. And I mean, there was just a nasty atmosphere in that meeting. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me through this gift of discerning or distinguishing of spirits and said, "He's being tormented by an evil spirit." And so under my breath, in the name of Jesus, I took authority over that evil spirit, drove him away from this guy, drove him out of the room. And I'm telling you, within 30 seconds, the atmosphere of that room completely changed. Well, I could tell you more stories, but I think I'm going to stop with that one. And because I want to get down to helping you understand the difference between spiritual gifts and natural gifts. Spiritual gifts are not in any way related to your natural or learned gifts because they come entirely from the Holy Spirit, and you're not being gifted as much as you're being a conduit for those gifts. You're being the vessel that those gifts operate through. It's like an extension cord. You know, you plug the extension cord into the wall, and then you plug the extension cord into a lamp or an appliance, and the electricity flows from the wall to the extension to the appliance or lamp, and it does whatever it's supposed to do. And you'd never say, oh, that extension cord has the gift of electricity. No, it doesn't. It's just a conduit, okay? When spiritual gifts operate through us, we don't have those gifts. They're just operating through us. We plug into the power of the Holy Spirit, and He and His gifts, His charismata, flows through us and accomplishes something that no human being working without the Holy Spirit could ever accomplish. So let me share one more difference between spiritual and natural or learned gifts. When you're born with a gift or a talent, or when you've learned an ability of some kind and you've improved it through training, that really becomes part of you. And you can use that talent anytime, as long as you want to. It's yours. You never forget how to ride a bike, for instance. Spiritual gifts aren't like that. When the Holy Spirit wants something special done, He comes to you. He flows through you with spiritual gifts. And when He's accomplished whatever He wants to accomplish, that gift leaves. Now, I know that sounds a little unfair. If it's a gift, I ought to be able to keep it, right? I mean, if you give your kid a bicycle on Christmas and then on New Year's Day you take it back from him, you're going to have trouble in your house. In my family, we had names for people that did things like that. But keep in mind, this gift isn't yours. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to give you a little preview. We're going to have to stop. We're running out of time. Let me give you a little preview for next time, okay? I want to list real quickly some of the spiritual gifts, and we're going to show scriptural references for every one of these. Intercessions, supplications, and prayers. I believe that's a spiritual gift. All intercessions and prayers are not spiritual gifts, but some are. They can be. We'll get to the difference. Dreams, visions, interpretations of dreams, interpretations of visions, those are spiritual gifts. There's a gift called mercy and compassion, and I'm looking forward to explaining that one to you. There's a gift of translation, where you get moved from one place to the other, either instantly or in a very, very short period of time. That's happened to us, and I think that's a spiritual gift. We've already read in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 8 through 10, where Paul talked about 9 of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And there are probably more. But we'll start in on some of these next time. We'll look at the gifts and what they are, how they operate. And we're also going to look at how Jesus is our example for prayer ministry.